I am Judge Don Horowitz from the state of Washington in the United States, and I'm appreciative of your giving us your time and your thinking.
You're welcome.
And I've heard the first part, and thank you so much. Your observations are very apt and helpful.
You're welcome.
I am going to ask a few more at various points, general questions, but I also want to, as two lawyers together, ask a few legal ones. And a lot of this is, I will inquire about, that is for the purpose of, again, seeing where things can be made better in the future. It's constructively approached, but I will have to address some criticisms of the prosecutor's office, which, of course, you know about, some of which preceded your being here. I want to talk, first of all, about recruitment of lawyers, of prosecutors. And how is that done, and what standards are there now and perhaps earlier? So take us through that, if you will.
Well, this is a UN institution.
Yes.
So when we recruit, we advertise internationally. And applications are accepted from all individuals across the world. But of course, we have qualifications which have to be met. We are quite rigorous now with recruitment. When we advertise a post, we set out certain minimum qualifications which are required, and we receive the applications. And there are many come. Sometimes they run into hundreds in respect of a single position.
Wow, okay.
And worldwide. Then we draw up a short list based trying to identify the people we think are the most suitable in terms of their qualifications and experience. Then they are subjected to an oral interview, sometimes in here, or sometimes it's by telephone, because it may be difficult to bring in everybody, fly them into Arusha for an oral interview. If it's a very senior position, we insist on an oral interview with the candidates present here, because you need to see the person also and you know, get to know more about them. So it's a very rigorous process. Under the statute, all appointments are made by the Secretary General of the UN. He has delegated that responsibility to the registrar. But the Secretary General makes appointments on the recommendation of the prosecutor. So my role is to make recommendations then to the registrar, and he will then make the appointment. My primary consideration when making a recommendation is to select the best qualified candidates, academically and experience-wise. And what we look for now are people who have had a lot of experience in working as attorneys, trial attorneys and appeals attorneys, etc. For the registrar, of course, he has an additional consideration, which is the issue of gender and geographic representation. So he is the one who takes those considerations into account. When I send in recommend a number of persons, he will take that into account in appointing any of them.
This sounds like a nicely rigorous and thorough process. Has it always been the case since the tribunal began to have the process, or is this something that you've improved upon, or your predecessors have improved upon?
It's improved over the years. Even before I came, it has started improving. But the early years were difficult because the system had really not been set in place in the early years. And so, let's say, a few less than qualified people did slip in through the net. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were difficulties in organizing interviews, and people got in on the basis of their paperwork, for instance, and then it turns out at the end of the day that they may not be what you were hoping for.